Hey, Monty.
Hey, Brads.
You know, we were talking about fitness the other week.
We were.
I just want to let you know I've burnt 2,000 calories.
Oh, well, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's the last time I leave the brownies in the oven while I take a nap.
All right, Dad.
Well, ooh, hitting the microphone to start, but welcome back to the Good Always podcast.
Welcome.
We are now pretty much uploading weekly.
This is incredible. Yep.
Whoa.
They said it would never happen. The haters have told us for years.
Yeah. In saying that, though, this is, second week in a row? Last time we did that, we then didn't upload for a month and a half.
This intro goes for a while, doesn't it?
It does. It's really faded out.
That's true.
Tell the fanfare to just settle down.
Settle down, everyone. There we
go. Hey, guys. Cut it.
Oi.
Thank you.
They're still going.
Yeah, I'll
get out there. Yeah. It's incredible. And we actually we've planned to record a third consecutively, which is the most organized we've ever been.
Again, though, we also planned that.
We did that last time.
And we know how that
feels good this time, though. I think we're in a good groove.
I think so as well.
Mm.
I think I feel like we just sort of found our rhythm.
Mm.
I know that in trying to plan the earlier episodes, it was a real task.
It was. Took a long time to come up with ideas.
Mm.
I've got to keep my hand away from the mic.
Seriously. Your hands in your pockets. But now I feel like our creativity is flowing.
Mm.
And in saying that, we're just going to repeat all the games that we had at the start.
There's a lot of things in here that we've done before.
Oh, yeah.
That's creative. Fine,
well. Anyway, how are you going?
I'm doing really well, actually. I've been working really hard at the gym this week just to try and get back into some sort of habit. My microphone's falling apart. Yeah, let's hold on. Hold for 30 seconds.
Seriously. Sort it out.
What's going on there? We're back. My microphone was falling. Oh, I'm just going to leave it as this.
Okay. I'm nervous.
I'm a bit nervous too.
It's slowly falling again. Should we start this again?
No. Okay, no. Good. We're going to push on. That's what this podcast is about, Brody. We acknowledge our mistakes.
The one time I leave you in charge to set things up and the whole place is falling down.
It does feel like it's slowly moving again. Let's just move on.
Yeah, just move on.
All right.
So there we go. So you said you were hitting the gym hard. You're reaching your fitness goals. You downloaded the Habits Tracker app or whatever it's called.
Great app. And yeah, and I've been sticking to it, and it's been probably one of the best weeks I've had in a while.
Mm.
Eating wise, not great. I've been my health food habits. Mm. I've only been eating 2 meals a day and not great meals.
Yeah.
But the gym's been awesome, and I've been actively wanting to go instead of forcing myself.
Right.
Which is when I know I'm sort of switching into a proper habit there.
Mm.
Yeah. How are you, Brody?
Good, mate. I haven't really, been to the gym. But I've been for a run pretty much every day.
Oh,
it's been
great.
Nice.
Mm.
And kicking the footy, which is pretty cool.
You went camping on the weekend.
I did go camping on the weekend as well. So I've spent a lot of time outside.
Awesome.
Which, let's just count that as exercise.
Yeah, exercise. Anytime
when I went camping, I went for a bit of a walk. Not as long as I've done before, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
When we conquered that 135 kilometres in 5 days. You haven't done that yet, have you?
No.
Ah, right. Yeah, no, I didn't think so.
You bloody Cape to Cape elitists. Admire it. It sounds good. I wish I could go camping. I wish I had that sort of free time. But,
stop it.
Not all of us do. Yeah.
Well, you work hard, you play hard, Monty. You wouldn't know about that one. But anyway, it's been really good. Feeling really refreshed. It was nice to get back out into nature, back out onto country.
Go to Contos?
I didn't go to Contos. I knew that you'd write a song about me if I went to Contos. So I had to forego our favourites.
But a fear of being bullied
in a feel-good podcast. Anyway.
Yeah, great. So, it's great to be back, Brody.
Thanks, mate.
What?
I thought you said it was great for me to be back.
It is great to be back.
Thanks, mate. It feels good to be back. So what have you got for me? Kick us off.
Look, first thing I want to talk about, I heard some really good feedback when we talked about some of the questions you've been asked by people in your line of work.
Mm.
I got some really good feedback from that. I heard that was a really awesome thing to listen to us just considering those big questions.
Cool.
And it made me think about a segment we did, many, many months, weeks ago, called Brody's Reducation. Do you remember that segment, Brody?
I do. You say many months ago. That is two Not episodes true. Ago.
Is it?
I think it's two episodes ago.
Well, it was many months ago. I think it was earlier.
Let me check.
Have a look.
Keep going.
Brody's checking. Look, for those of you that didn't hear that episode, I really like Reddit. I spent a lot of time on it, and Brody hasn't sort of come to that side of the fence yet. He hasn't been on Reddit. And I want to try show him some of my favorite subreddits to convince him to join and to subscribe to some of them.
Mm.
What episode was it?
Like episode 7.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyway.
just still three episodes.
In the spirit of the questions that we talked about, there's a really cool subreddit, one of the most popular subreddits, called Ask Reddit.
Okay.
Where people pose big questions and see responses.
Right.
And there's some really cool questions here. Some of them are a little bit more trivial. Not Ouch. Manual, trivial.
Okay.
But I want to raise some of the big ones and just have a discussion about.
So I am Reddit today.
You are the responses on Reddit. You are
the responses.
You are Reddit.
Okay, cool. Hit me.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Number one. This is a weird one because it's not really a question. It's just a quote and then discuss that quote.
Okay.
Bill Gates said, "I will always choose a lazy person to do a difficult job because a lazy person will find an easy way to do it." What's a real life example of this?
Everything, every task that I do.
Everything Brody has ever done. This is the reason I picked this one is because I think that you probably resonate with it a little bit, maybe. What would you say?
Fair enough. See, some people will see it as taking the easy road or finding, you know, the quickest way to do it. It's actually, you know, problem solving and creativity.
Mm.
There you go.
Okay.
If you want to polish that one.
So he's probably been personally offended by the first question. Like, look, I just thought, isn't it? It's a great quote. I've heard it a few times before. I don't necessarily agree with it personally.
Then why do you keep handballing me all these jobs?
That's true. Next question.
Yeah, great.
This one probably, I'm hoping this one has a bit more of discussion around it. With all the negative, this has 140,000 likes, this next question.
Wow.
And 20,000 comments. With all the negative,
as the good always podcast page,
not quite. With all the negative headlines dominating the news these days, it can be difficult to spot signs of progress. What makes you optimistic about the future?
Hmm. Nice. It's a good one.
It is good.
What makes me optimistic for the future? I guess seeing all the I don't want to say bad stuff, but negative stuff.
Mm.
On the news. I think that, I don't know, builds on my optimism. And like, yeah, there's always going to be, you know, something good to come from everything. I'm just naturally quite an optimistic person anyway. So that helps. But yeah, knowing that there's a lot of stuff going on in the world and knowing that there's a lot of people really struggling and a lot of people, you know, in lockdown and stuff like that. I just know that. I don't know, actually. I just feel that, yeah, that things are going to be good. Things are going to get better. And obviously it helps living in WA where we aren't as affected, luckily. But, yeah, that's the one that's how I stay optimistic. What about you?
I find it very easy, luckily, as a teacher to stay optimistic. I get to see a lot of really incredible young people that I know are smarter than me and better than me at everything, and I feel comfortable with a lot of people knowing that they're the leaders of the next generation. So just seeing some of the ideas and seeing the awareness and care. Like, I teach a Year 7 class, for example. I recently did a study on sort of climate change and recycling, and just seeing how aware and careful they are compared to where I think I was in Year 7 or where my parents were, gives me a lot of hope, knowing that there's a generation not left with the problem, but a generation that I think is more equipped to deal with that problem. So I get a lot of hope seeing some of the leaders that we get to see. And just knowing that there's a new generation of awesome people, you know, beneath us is really cool.
Mm.
So it's easy to get optimistic when you're in my shoes. But just seeing the way that science is progressing as well, like the amount of things that the young people keep inventing and coming up with, I find quite astonishing. Like, I can't think of a single example, but you just see it all the time in the news. It's so cool to see that STEM research is continuing beyond where we thought it would.
Yeah, nice. Cool.
Ready for another one?
Sure. So they just keep on getting better, like that one? The first one was,
an
attack on me, and then we just get into the good stuff.
Let's go. There's just so many of them. Here's an interesting one. that I think you'll probably have a clear perspective on. How would you feel about school taking up an extra hour every day to teach basic stuff like washing clothes, basic cooking, paying taxes?
Love it.
Love it?
Yeah. Next.
I knew that would be a
no, I think, now. Yeah, more life skills should definitely be implemented into school. Like there's obviously value on all the stuff that schools already do.
Mm.
And I appreciate that it would be, oh, you say add an extra hour onto the day.
Yeah.
Oh, just cut some of the rubbish out.
Get rid of some of those useless maths and English.
Stop it. Aren't you an English teacher?
No, I do agree. There should be room, I think, in the existing curriculum. You shouldn't have to make school longer. I think schools are long enough already.
Yeah. Yeah, make it part of your health and well-being.
Totally. Yep.
Yep.
Next question. I've got two more for you.
Okay.
If you were given the option to drop what you have and return to 2011 as yourself at that age to relive that years of experience, that 10 years of experience, would you take it? Why and why not?
Tough call. I peaked in high school, so I would love to go relive that. Return to the glory days. But no, I probably wouldn't.
No, I don't think I would either.
Because I know that was a really cool experience. Like, I know that was great. But, you know, it's like, what next? I don't want to relive it.
Boring. Yeah, I think it's a very almost destructive way to think about life. I'd love to go back to that.
Yeah.
It means you're probably not living in the moment where you are.
Yeah. True. Maybe I was just living in the moment for my entire life, being where my feet are.
As a 20... Oh, don't you dare press the little now button, mate. But still, one more.
Yeah, go on.
Two more, actually. The last one's... Anyway. As a 20 to 30-year-old, you're offered the chance to live rent-free in a retirement or nursing home with the caveat that you have to make effort to spend at least a few hours a day with the other residents. Would you take this opportunity?
Just for the listeners that aren't as Englishly or well-equipped in the English language as I am, what is a caveat, Monty?
The caveat being like the twist or of course, the So like you get a rent free living for as long as you need, but the payoff is that you have to spend a couple of hours a day.
Yeah. Great explanation. Yeah, you know that. That's what I was gonna say as well.
Oh yeah.
I love hearing stories. I love hearing life stories and stuff like that. So yeah, 100% learnings.
Yeah. Totally. I think it'd be an incredible experience. Just I think it should be not only I always look to the Japanese culture is all about sort of looking after your elders, and when grandparents get old enough, they'll move back in with the families, and a big focus is placed on looking after the older generation.
Yeah,
and I really do feel like that we probably don't do that well enough here. I know I don't do that well enough. And I think it'd be a really cool experience to be like, great, you're young.
Yeah,
you have to spend some time with the older generation, looking after them. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, just imagine the. Stories and the life lessons that they've learnt living in whenever they were, but I'm assuming, during times of serious crisis. I'm not saying that we're in a serious crisis at the moment, but, we're not at war, really.
No.
You know, we're not. Yeah, so, absolutely, I'll take it.
Great. Last one, you don't have to answer this, but I just like the wording of it.
Okay.
This is a question with 100,000 likes.
Wow.
And 18,000 comments.
Yep, just my last Instagram post.
What's something that looks easy peasy lemon squeezy, but is actually difficult lemon difficult? Which I like as a saying.
Podcasting.
That's it. You know what, we'll leave the game there.
Beautiful. Thanks, Monty. Now, Monts, I've got a little bit of feedback.
Oh God!
From
it better be positive.
All right, that ends that one.
I like when we get feedback. Actually, it shows that there's an engaged audience.
Absolutely. Or an audience that is really wanting to engage.
Yeah.
But due to your schedule, they can't.
What do you mean?
Well,
here we go.
I have a friend that recently. Thank you. I've won. Nice.
So I'm very happy for you.
That recently earned a top fan badge on a Facebook group or Facebook page.
Oh.
It wasn't ours.
Okay.
And so I made it a point of saying that, oh, interesting that you haven't got a top fan badge on the Good Always podcast page.
Yes, okay.
And was met with the feedback.
I think I know who this friend is after getting about 30 notifications the other night.
Interesting.
Okay, keep going.
And was met with the feedback of, well, you don't post anything on your Instagram or your Facebook to actually interact with.
Be a fan of.
Which is fair enough. And maybe we will sort that out.
You probably can't post more.
That just long awaited
for
promised.
The express purpose of. Of this one person, unnamed person, being able to be the top fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I was met with this, the following feedback of, we should change our name. Here is...
To one of our alternatives that we came up with?
Not one of the alternatives that we came up with in episode 3, but to some... Pretty funny ones.
Okay,
I won't lie. So here we go. So it might have something to do with the infrequent yearly podcasts. Maybe,
yearly?
Yeah. Maybe you should change the name to Good Sometimes.
Yeah, I like it.
Not bad.
It's accurate.
And it gets better.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's done it again.
It's bloody table. Yep.
Maybe you should change your name to Good Occasionally.
Yep.
Even Good Every Now and Then.
That was a bit long, but I like the idea behind it.
Hold on to your hats for this one. Good Whenever I Can Be Bothered.
You know, that's the most accurate one so far.
Are there any there that you reckon... sorry, last one here. Good Every Time the Moon Turns Blue.
I like the idea of Good Sometimes. Just because that really does demonstrate what I... Not only that, but also I think sometimes within the podcast themselves, you wouldn't say it's good always. It's definitely good sometimes.
Definitely every now and then.
good when I feel like it is really funny.
Good whenever I can be bothered.
That's great.
So if that's not, the rocket that we needed to get our butts into gear and start doing this stuff properly, I don't know what is. So... aim from here is that I'll put up a nice design that has, I actually don't think we've posted on our socials since episode 8.
No.
Maybe even 7. So there'll be a couple of posts coming up.
Great.
Like them all. Try and get yourself the top fan badge.
Mm.
And very soon we will have our TikTok
page. Very soon, the one we've been talking about for a few episodes.
Oh, it's going to be good.
It'll be awesome. That's high expectations for TikTok.
We had to employ a social media manager.
We did.
And get professional film equipment in to film this stuff as well. So
We did.
Yeah. So keep your eyes peeled.
Expect big stuff from the TikTok.
Huge stuff.
Yeah, we're going to keep pumping it up. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There you go.
Rhodes, I want to have a conversation.
Lucky.
Should we turn these microphones on?
Oh,
wait a
minute. Oh, no, bro.
Not that again. I want to talk about the idea of climate grief. Climate grief. It's a topic that I've been thinking about a bit more recently. I'm not sure what caused... Like, I've known about this term before. I don't think I've ever personally experienced it until recently.
Okay.
It's just this... It's this idea that's been sort of coined in the last few years, with the increasing visibility of climate change and the issues that we're facing in the climate field. A lot of people are experiencing some serious anxiety and grief and depression around the climate and around the world we're living in. And it's particularly represented within parents, people who are raising kids into this world.
Yeah.
And the other night I was discussing with a friend and realized that it is actually something I'm quite scared about. I'm really worried about the world we're moving into and what we're faced with.
Yeah.
A lot of statistics from universities and studies show that by 2040 we're going to have a lot more issues than we do now in regards to climate.
Mm-hmm.
And just to give you some statistics around this, so in 2010, roughly 21% of people were very worried about climate. That number's probably up to around 49%
Wow.
These days. But one thing that's been unfortunately consistent between 2010 and 2015 when this study was done is that only about 6% of people actually think that we can have an impact on it.
Mm.
Which is where that element of grief comes from.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that are really concerned about climate and climate change and what it's going to cause, but also don't think that we have the power to sway that. Mm. And I definitely feel that. I'm quite scared and quite worried about climate change and how to deal with climate grief as well. Mm. As someone that works with young people, like it's something that will become more an issue as we step into the next 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I've ever sat down and thought about it and been like, wow, I think I actually do have a lot of grief and a lot of anxiety about the climate and about our future on this planet. And it's not something I've ever acknowledged, so I was quite shocked by it, to be honest. Yeah.
So what is that anxiety or that fear for you? What does it look like?
It's just knowing, it's a feeling of powerlessness to some extent. I know that no matter what I do personally, and look, there's obviously a lot more I can be doing. Mm. I've always wanted to be really involved in sort of that advocacy and politics. But at the moment, no matter what choices I make right now, no matter how I operate myself, I can't change what everyone else is doing. And I'm, you know, our actions are causing a lot of damage.
Mm. What?
Looking at my shoulder.
I don't know.
And that's mainly where it comes from for me, is seeing the effect that we're having and seeing some of the awful things that are occurring around the world because of climate change, because of man-made climate change.
Yeah.
And just not feeling as powerful as I would like to in changing it. That's the main thing for me, is that lack of power and that lack of control makes me quite scared.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that you... What are some of the effects that you've seen or that you can share?
It's just... The main feeling is this feeling of anxiety. And a lot of people are experiencing this sense of hopelessness as well. Like people seem to think, I've heard from a lot of people firsthand that they've sort of given up on trying their hardest to recycle and to be active in climate prevention just because they don't think there is much purpose.
Mm.
And that makes me quite, like, I totally understand that. I can see why people would feel that way, but it's quite worrying to think there's, like, a lot of people I've spoken to firsthand have told me that's where they're at the moment, that they don't think that we can do anything about it, and they're not going to try as hard because they don't think that's the case. And I think that's one of the biggest symptoms we're having, is this decreased active, you know, care.
Yeah. So what is climate change? Like how would you define it? For, you know, I know that our listeners, there's a demographic of people that are, you know, similar to you and I and passionate about the environment. And they know what that is.
Mm.
But if you were to sum it up for someone that has never heard it before, what is it? And why is it something that you really need to be aware of?
Well, look, the main differentiation I want to make first is that I'm not talking about climate change here. We're talking about sort of man-made or man-caused climate change. And look, there's a lot of people that don't believe that's a thing, and that's totally fair. You know, you can have your own opinion on that. I believe it is a real issue. Climate change essentially is the amount of greenhouse gases we're pushing into the world and the amount of negative impact we're having, not only on the wider climate through greenhouse gases, but also even just land usage and, you know, non-renewable resources usage. Just the human effort that we have in non-renewable ways and non-sustainable ways and the effect that has on the world. From, you know, temperature changes, we see temperatures rising and we're having some of the hottest summers we've ever had just in the last 10 years. There's a lot of very tangible effects that we're seeing. And look, climate changes naturally, of course, but we can see correlations between, you know, our greenhouse gas emission and our own actions and that climate.
Yeah.
And one thing that I really like, there's a friend of ours came up with this idea called the Milton Theory. And I really like it because it's this idea that there's a lot of people that don't necessarily believe in climate change. But that doesn't mean they shouldn't be doing the right thing.
Mm.
And his theory was that he didn't believe in climate change, but it doesn't mean he's going to dump plastic in the ocean. Yep. He doesn't necessarily believe that we're causing man-made climate change, but if there's a better way to drive electric cars, he'll do that. Mm. And instead of getting caught up in the politics of it and saying you have to believe in man-made climate change, I'm of the perspective that we should just be doing the right thing. Mm. We should just be thinking about, like, it just makes sense. Yep. Burning off oil clearly wouldn't be as effective, you know what I mean? It wouldn't be as as good for the world as electric cars. And even if you don't believe that we are causing climate change, there's still little practices I think we can change to make our lives better even.
Yeah, definitely. So what are you doing? What's your thing?
What's my thing?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what's my thing?
I don't know, like what's your action? What's your...
I'm personally just trying to educate myself a little bit more. That's my first step, is that I've always really wanted to get into green politics and to get into that advocacy, but I actually don't think I know enough to do that yet. And so my biggest thing over the next few years is going to be to educate and get myself in a position where I feel comfortable taking that next step. There was a while there where I thought about stepping into that, and I was like, this could be really cool, but I don't feel ready yet. So for me personally, the big ones for me is just reading.
Yeah.
Just trying to learn about what more I can be doing on a small scale.
Yeah.
And once I feel like I'm getting worm farms going, if I can, I can recycle a lot more than I do right now. Once I feel like I'm in a better space on my own and I've educated myself enough, then I'll probably
have more action. I don't
know, have more of a say.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the wider community.
Well, I can't wait to hear the stuff you read about. I hope hopefully that we can address this later not next episode, but in a couple of episodes
ongoing
time.
Idea.
Yeah. So in 3 years time we can episode 12 and we'll hopefully that there's more that you can share around that and share your knowledge and your passion with our listeners. Thanks for bringing it up.
Thanks, Brody.
Cheers.
So last episode, I mentioned that I would try to write a song for every episode just about what's been going on in our lives and something relevant.
You also said that it was going to be on different instruments every time.
I did. And so far, I'm living up to that.
Oh, really?
I am.
Wow.
First song, if you don't remember, Brody, was on the ukulele.
Wow.
What was the first song about?
It was about 75 hard.
That's right.
Oh, we got there's some more feedback we got about that. That got me, that tried to get me to start doing that. Gave that one a pretty bad rap, didn't you?
We did, because we were pretty hard.
We really drove that one into the ground there.
We did. That's fine, though. Anyway. I'm okay with making
I will making also, I'd like to point out that on the app, I said that you can't set reminders. It's a very clear part of it that you can, but you can't set constant reminders. You can like daily reminders.
I didn't buy the app, so.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Next song. There's a lot of feedback, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
I've got another song. This one, look, I'll be honest with you, it's not as refined. I haven't edited it. It's just straight from a recording.
Okay.
But it's about what's been going on. I just sat down and I was like, what am I going to write about this week? And I've lived up not only to the one a week, but also a different instrument. I've tried the guitar this time around.
Ah. Did you also write the song the same way that Jack Johnson did it? That's a little throwback to episode 5.
I sure did. Oh, damn it, I think it's banana pancakes. Is this is my new song, The Soul Train. Anyway, let's have a listen.
Crumpets.
I hate listening to my own voice.
Yeah,
I really don't enjoy it.
We talked about this, didn't we?
This is getting better, though. Okay. So I might just cringe as we listen to it, but...
Yeah, and we'll have the...
Actually, when I listened to the episode last time, I actually really liked the mics being live. That was the funniest part for me. So let's keep that going.
We'll keep it live, and hopefully it's not too loud where it blows our ears off. Here we go.
Let's talk about vaccinations. Let's look at the state of our nation. A topic we all need to speak.
It's true. See me trying to cram rhymes into this one.
Let's think about rolling up a sleeve. Put in your application for leave. Book yourself in next bloody week.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
Ooh, very musical.
Put the hammer on here, it's not bad.
Somebody told me it's a chip the track.
I've heard that before.
That's why it makes you so dizzy.
I've seen on Facebook before.
I love that you're the one commentating on this.
I heard that Bill Gates is behind the vax.
Heard that one too.
Stop.
I doubt it. He's pretty busy.
He is very busy.
You'd want to book in soon.
Are you booked in?
Appointments flying out the door.
Just like the lines.
One day it'll be a special bye. at your local Audi superstore.
Your favourite.
They're my favourite.
It's a bit of hesitation from the Facebook crowd, and so the experts on the matter, well, they must be pretending that they know. Scary. I can't really help you, mate.
Thanks.
Yeah, my man, yeah.
It's a tiny little jab in the arm. And the alternative isn't great.
True.
Let's talk about vaccinations. Let's look at the state of our nation. It's a topic we all need to speak. Let's talk about rolling up a sleeve. Put in your application for leave. Book yourself in next bloody week. Next bloody week.
Nice.
There you go. And that's fun.
And the trademark fumble of the equipment on the end, I love it. Nice. Realised. Oh, mate.
Sorry. Keep going.
Realised halfway through it. Not even halfway through it. Pretty much just realised that I didn't commentate at all. I was just enthralled with the...
with my excellent rhyme schemes.
Yeah. But yeah, no, great song. Great song. And
I've got a really good one already in the pipelines for next week.
Oh.
Yeah, just you wait.
Wow.
It's a lot of production.
I haven't even gotten to the next week. You don't know what's going to happen yet.
Exactly, I'm predicting it.
Ooh, look at this. Anyway, Mystic Mac.
That's a week, episode 12?
No, this is 11.
Oh.
Episode 11 song.
Episode 11 song.
I feel like we should get a better title for that one.
Probably need some sort of segment title.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mons.
Brody, it is time.
That was loud.
Sorry, this is very excited. Time for us to play arguably the most popular game.
Mental health charity or beer.
That's right, another game of mental... I haven't heard that intro for a while. It's nice to hear it again. Another game of mental health charity or beer.
Yes, everyone's favourite game.
The first game we ever came up with on the program.
Yeah, the one that...
It's a program.
The one that makes me look like an absolute...
Have you been doing any research recently?
No, I don't spend my time looking at beers, mate.
Charities? All right.
I'm loyal.
I have seven total.
Okay.
An uneven number, so that you have to get four out of seven.
Nervous. Whenever this game comes up.
Why?
I don't know. Like, this paints me in such a bad light.
I think this one will be okay.
I want to make sure that I get more mental health charities correct than I do beers.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
I won't say how many of each there are, but there are seven total. The first one.
Mm-hmm.
Way ahead. Way, the word way, space, ahead.
How's way spelt?
W-A-Y?
Oh.
What do you think?
I don't know. Like, I said way.
Oh, right. Way ahead.
I wish that you came up with, like, descriptions of what each charity was.
Oh, mate. Or be. I'd have to make up.
14.
14. Maybe next time.
Charity.
It is a charity. Well done. It is a New South Wales mental health education charity. Way ahead. Well done.
Great.
One for one so far.
Thank you. And let's end the game now.
Oh, okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
Carl requires assistance.
Oh, that's gotta be a beer.
It's a Rocky Ridge Brewery beer. I thought it was a really funny name. I was like, maybe. Yeah. Well done. Two out of two.
Thank
so
you.
Far. This one. Say anything about it, but number three, it's three words and it's like a comma between each. List, Loud, React.
Oh, I reckon it would be a charity, but I'm going to say beer because I reckon you've thrown me. Beer.
It's a beer.
Yes. Well done, Brody.
Doesn't it sound like a charity?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
I'm impressed with myself. This is good. You know what? Because this is also the comeback from last week's debacle of the drumbeat challenge. So
that's true.
Great. Three from three. Off to a flyer.
Next one.
Yeah.
Garage Project.
Beer.
It is a beer. Wow, you're on fire. You've been researching beers, haven't you?
I haven't. I have not.
I knew you were getting on the beers.
Stop it.
This one, it's called Origin. And it's spelled O-R-Y-G-E-N.
Oh. Say it again.
O-R-Y-G-E-N. Origin.
Charity.
Changing your mind from beer to charity?
Yeah, I am.
Because of the spelling.
I don't know why.
It's a charity.
Yes.
It is the leading mental health organisation based in Melbourne.
Wow.
Early intervention for youth.
Great. Well done, Origin.
We've got two more.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yeah, five from five.
Just this is incredible. What if
this has never been even close to being on the cards. All of them correct. What's the prize? As we go through later in the next episode and retcon all of these prizes that we're meant to...
We do need to have a prize audit next one. Don't know. It can be anything, can't it?
Cool. I'll make you donate to a charity.
One of these ones?
One I pick.
Oh, okay.
And
I'll donate to a beer company.
No, it'll be an amount. Goods. It'll be an amount that I specify.
Oh, come on, what? That's a weird prize.
Okay, sorry. You must hate charities then. Anyway, next one. Yep.
See you, beer man.
There you go. Episode 11.
The next one is
Monty hates charity.
Mismatch.
Mm.
Mismatch.
Beer.
It is a beer. Oh. No, I was so sure I'd throw you there.
Oh wow.
We've got six. We
should have put like a heart rate monitor on me. You have no idea how fast my heart is beating.
Last one, this is for the sweep. Oh. The total win here.
Yeah.
One word, grow.
Oh no.
Grow.
Pressure.
There's a lot putting up with this.
Grow. Could you make something up for
me? No, I can't. Make
something for you. Just read your facial expression. Grow. Is it a Australian-based charity improving the resilience of our young people?
Or is it a double IPA from Rocky Ridge?
Or is it... Wow, you're quick on saying that one. Was it just to throw me? I'm going to say it's a charity.
It is a charity. Well done, Brody.
You beauty!
It is a mental health peer support program, which is really
cool. Wow. Oh.
Well done, Brody. That's your first ever clean sweep, I think, in any game we've played, right?
Yeah, it has
to be. Well done. That's incredible. That's for a game that notoriously difficult for you.
Yeah.
Well done. That's incredible.
I'm stoked. That's I said that earlier in the episode. I said that I peaked in high school. I peaked
now.
This
is the peak. Here, right now.
Given that I am reeling from the victory of the mental health charity or beer, I thought you've brought back one of the crowd's favourites. I'm going to bring back the crowd favourite.
I wouldn't say good. Crowd favourite's a big word.
I'm going to bring back my favourite. and
this
it is.
This is to finish off the show, isn't it?
This is also to finish off the show.
Oh, awesome.
So,
not awesome that we're finishing, but yeah, a great way to finish the show.
Oh. So you better finish the stroke. You better... I'm going to try that one again.
Let's go. Yep.
You better finish the show strong.
Mm.
After going 7 from 7 in the mental health charity or beer, it is time for the Sydney Morning Herald quiz.
So I did protest this, just so you know. This is such a blatant...
What?
What organisation went into this? you googled Sydney Morning Herald quiz.
Question one.
How many questions are we doing today?
Seven.
One day we're going to get really good at quizzes, right? That's the idea.
Well, one day I got really good at mental health charity or beer, and that day was today.
So what's today? I mean, you know, me and my partner went to a quiz night the other night, and we used the name Good Always as our
Did you really? Name. Wow.
We did. We came last. So not representing the
I was going to say it brought a tear to the eye, but brings more than one tear now.
But we did actually. We got a free bar card because the guy liked the name so much.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
I knew there was a spike in our listeners.
That's why. It's that one dude.
Thanks, dude. Here we go. Seven questions going from beginner to intermediate to advanced. Here we go. Question one. The clavicle is the medical term for which more commonly known bone of the human body?
I feel like I've heard that word before, but I have no idea in what context.
Just probably write down our answers as
well. Probably. Do we immediately find out if we're right?
I know what it is.
Oh, then, well...
Sorry, yeah, I forgot. I forgot that I haven't seen the answers. It is the... This one here.
Oh, everyone, as you can see.
Classic.
Brody's vision. Pointing to... Isn't that a collarbone?
Collarbone, that's the one. I was going to say shoulder bone, but that's obviously not.
Okay, so it's saying collarbone.
Collarbone.
Okay, hopefully. Correct.
What element is added to gold to make rose gold? Don't you dare say rose.
Number 27 on this periodic table. Rose. Do you have any? I have no idea.
Not a clue.
Oxygen. Doesn't that make things rust?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Let's say oxygen.
You want to go oxygen?
What else would you say? Helium? That's it. That's all copper. I know. No, that's boring.
Okay. You said oxygen. I said copper.
We can't go separate, can we?
Well,
it's not a competition.
It is now.
Now that we've had one slight disagreement.
Here we go. Next question. What is unusual about the tomato-based soup known as gazpacho?
It's cold.
Unusual.
Yeah,
it
I believe.
Is cold.
I'm pretty sure it is. Cold, yeah,
probably. All right, so that brings us to the end of the beginner
section.
We move on to the intermediate. I thought I'd give us three beginner ones to give us a bit of a chance.
Yeah, I forgot that was the easy ones. We're doing pretty well so far. Damn it.
All right, here we go. What colour is a beluga whale? Beluga.
Beluga.
Ah, see?
Whale. No.
Red. No, I'm not going red.
A beluga whale. Isn't that... I'm going to say grey or blue.
I was going to say black.
Isn't that a killer whale?
I don't know.
Just go black. Expert. We'll
go black. You sure? You don't want to stick with grey and we can still have this competition
going?
No,
it's all right. We'll go whatever you want to do. And then if we're wrong.
Fair enough. Julie Bishop is the first woman to serve as the Chancellor of which university?
Isn't she UWA?
I think UWA as well. Mm. University of Western Australia. Just up the road. Our friend.
Just our mates. Not our mates.
Your stomping ground, is it?
No. Not sure. I did go there for 6 months.
There you go. Yeah. That's what I meant. All right, here we go. Moving on to the expert.
We're already moving into expert?
Yeah, sorry, there was only...
God.
We went three for beginner, two for intermediate, and two for expert.
Okay.
Here we go. There's a lot of words here that I can't pronounce.
Oh, God.
So we'll skip over that one. What play was Abraham Lincoln watching when he was assassinated?
Do you have any idea about this?
Nope.
Let's do Much Ado About Nothing.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. Just the first thing that came to my mind. Maybe because I know it. Or maybe because I don't know it.
Mm.
It's almost definitely not that, but let's try it.
Well, given that you lack so much confidence in this, I'm going to put my own answer in there.
You
said Much Ado About Nothing. I'm going to say Hamlet.
That's Hamilton. I was like, okay.
Imagine. That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah, Matilda. Musical by Tim Minchin.
I think he was watching The Greatest Showman.
Magic Mike. I believe.
He was actually just doing binge watch of Glee.
You love a sing along, Lincoln.
Oh, yeah, big musical fan.
So you're going with that big hat. Anyway, what's next?
We have one more?
We do have one more. Oh, one God. Of Australia's more unusual marsupials, what does a numbat eat?
The first thing I thought was bats, but that can't be right.
I have no idea. Is it? So it must be something unusual, right?
I don't know.
My first thought is insects. But it must be more difficult. Like, why would they single out numbats for that? What do you think?
I've got no idea.
Just say insects.
Insects.
Surely.
I'll back you in here. All right. Here we go. Are you confident you've got the 7 from 7 that I did?
Nope. I'll be happy if we get 2.
I'm just riding the wave of the 7 from 7. So I can tell. Whatever happens here, we can actually probably scrap this if it doesn't turn out too good. Anyway, here we go.
Let's go.
First question. The clavicle is a medical term for which more commonly known bone of the human body? Monty, we said collarbone.
What is the correct answer?
It is collarbone. Oh,
yes. Yes.
Ding.
Ding. Where it all goes down.
What element is added to gold to make rose gold? You said oxygen and I said copper.
We're both very wrong.
It was in fact copper.
Well, then we got it right together. I got That's it right. Great. Yeah, you no, we are did. An idiot. This is a joint venture.
Next one. What is unusual about the tomato-based soup known as gazpacho? It is in fact served cold, as we said.
So as we said. Yes.
Well, we agreed on that one.
We did. So far.
3 from 3
for
me.
3 for both of us.
For me.
It's a great team player.
The next question was, what colour is the beluga whale? You said black.
We you said black. Black.
I said black. Yeah, okay. You said grey or blue, but then you settled on black. The correct answer is white.
Oh. Now I think about them.
Shut up.
Oh, of course.
Julie Bishop is the first woman to serve as the Chancellor of which university? We said University of Western Australia. The correct answer, Monty, is the Australian National University.
Great. Cool.
Ouch.
That hurts. That definitely hurts us.
Which one do you want to hear first? Do you want to hear the numbat one or do you want to hear the Abraham Lincoln one? We had a lot of fun with Abraham Lincoln.
So let's go numbats, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Because we're probably not either of them right, hey?
One of Australia's more unusual marsupials, what does a numbat eat? Monts, we said insects. I'm going to... Yeah, I don't
is
know.
Is it a specific insect?
Yeah, termites. Almost exclusively termites.
Oh, well, then almost exclusively means other insects are probably involved. I think we have that one right.
Ding.
Yes. And last one, big Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln.
The big fella, as they called him.
Hugh Jackman's biggest fan. What was Abraham Lincoln watching? What play was he watching when he was assassinated? We said, or you said, Much Ado About Nothing.
Yep.
And I said, Hamlet. The correct answer is Our American Cousin.
Oh, damn it.
So close.
Oh, we were almost there too. I saw you say, Our
American Cousin. So what's that? Great. 5 out of 7? If we're counting the term, well, for me anyway, it was 4 from you. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah, 4.
4.
3 for you. Yeah, 3.
Oh, probably our best result yet.
I'd say so.
We aren't getting better. I can't wait till we finally go to a quiz night.
Me too.
And get 3 out of 7
on these exclusive questions.
That's another great episode of great self review. Another episode.
Until we run into the feedback again.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. And if you want to reach out, please contact us on Facebook, Instagram, email us at goodalwayspodcast@outlook.com.
Yeah, now that you check the emails.
Now I'm checking them. There's a few in the backlog, but please reach out and if you want us to talk about something or you want to be part of the show, let us know.
Absolutely. Thanks, Monty.
So
I don't know.
Force that out.
Thanks,
Brody.
Thanks for trying to do the
quiz.
Brody.
I'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week. You beauty. Here we go.